what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Sensibly Cynical Podcast. If you are a fan of participation trophies, this is your episode right here, because we have the participation trophy wife, Dana Pereira. She is a podcaster, multiple podcasts, Unbatting Podcast and the Dirty Little Secrets Club. She talks about how both of those shows originated, gave some valuable wisdom, and much more. But before I get to my chat with Dana, check out Sensibly Cynical wherever you get your podcasts. Instagram, Sensibly Cynical. Twitter or X at Cynical Sensibly. Check out the Facebook page. WordPress, we are on there. Bonfire has the merch. YouTube.com/@SensiblyCynical. Now to my chat with podcaster Dana Pereira. She is a comedian, YouTuber, podcaster, and the one and only self-proclaimed participation trophy wife, because everyone, especially in 2024, everyone loves a participation trophy. Dana Pereira, yeah. What's going on?
What's up? Yeah, we're not all nailing it, right? So, I mean, I'm here for my participation trophy.
Okay, so we have the Unbatting podcast,
yeah,
right? And then have the
Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Yeah, come join
the club. I feel like Sensibly Cynical, this podcast, fits right in with those podcast
the
titles.
Genres.
What do you think? What do you think of the name, Sensibly Cynical? Do you like it?
I do like it, actually. And then I was kind of like thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm a sensibly cynical person.
Are you?
I don't go overboard with my, you know, cynicism, but yeah, I think I'm sensibly cynical.
You gotta be smart with it. You can't, like, you know.
Listen, if you're not sensibly cynical, that means that people are going to take advantage of you. So you have to have a little bit of that. Okay, excuse me, what are you trying to do here? Like, I see you.
Yeah.
And
Dana, I know this will surprise you, but I'm the only sensibly cynical podcast out there. I know that's shocking.
I don't even know what to do with that information. My mind is blown.
So I got a funny story. I know this is about you. We're going to get to everything you've done, but I got a funny story.
This is not
story.
About me. This is about you. This is sensibly cynical. That's all you.
No. So I got a funny story about this. I haven't shared this on the podcast either.
Oh, nice.
I feel really bad to this person that I'm going to tell the story about. So it was just after I got my cat, and this guy actually had... I'm on Instagram at Sensibly Cynical, but I used to be at Sensibly Cynical Pod because someone had the name Sensibly Cynical. So out of nowhere, it looked like someone was hacking my information because it looked just like my cat. Like the profile picture of this Instagram handle looked just like my cat, like a picture that I took of my cat. So I'm like, oh, is this guy one of those like creepy, you know, hackers?
Yeah, you got yourself a stalker.
It was just one sentence. It was, hey, bro, I'm going to change handles. You can have this handle if you want. And in hindsight, 2020, like, that's awesome. Like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But I ended up, like, blocking him because I thought he was a scammer. So if anyone out there...
Are you trying to be nice to me? Block.
If anyone out there actually had the Sensibly Cynical Instagram handle before I did, I sincerely apologize. And, you know, there'll be no way for me to find out who it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to go to Instagram support and then pull the files, and I'm good.
You'd have to see, all you actually need to do is get you a female, because we are detectives. She will track that person down for you. No problem.
Well, I don't have a human female right now, but I have a human feline. Does that count?
Okay. They're evil in a different way, but
yeah, she's a carpet demon. That's her new nickname.
Why? What did she do to earn that nickname?
Any crevice that's basically any crevice that's available, that's like, oh, in the open of the hallway, that has like a little corner or anything where the carpet meets the bottom of the wall. She just goes in and separates you know what I mean?
Where the wall
meets the carpet.
Yeah.
And just in time for my inspection too.
Of course. That's how it always goes.
But enough about me, enough of my cat. Let's talk about you. And you have a IMDb page. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, I do. I forgot about that.
Yeah. See, I do my research here on Sensibly Cynical.
Yeah.
So talk about yourself. I totally forgot
about that.
Like, where are you from? I read that it's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is that correct? Did they get it right?
I am. Yeah. The best part about that is, so yes, I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I moved out to San Diego whenever I was about 19 years old. And I've been here pretty much ever since with, you know, other spots here and there, but mostly forever now it's been San Diego. And I'm a Steelers fan. And so whenever I am saying go Steelers, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, I will get hate from people like, oh, really? West Coast girl, bandwagon fan, really? Jumping on the bandwagon. And I'm like, I'm from Pittsburgh. You don't even understand. I was born into a terrible towel.
Like,
I am a Steelers fan for sure. I didn't have a choice in the matter. Born and raised in Pittsburgh. And if I was a bandwagon fan, then, you know, I would have hopped bandwagons these last few seasons.
tell them to kick rocks, you know?
With open-toed shoes.
Tell them to go sniff something, too, you know? But, you know, so how'd you get the label participation trophy wife? Was it a comedy act? Were you in stand up and you were, you know, just like, hey, this is funny.
Yeah. You know, it actually came from what we know as X, formerly Twitter. I had rejoined and my handle back in the day was always Dana SD. And I just didn't feel like it was doing anything for me. Like, people see Dana, it looked like Dana's D, to be honest. And I was like, people are gonna think I'm a porn.
I was thinking Dana's standard definition, you know. Yeah. But you're far from that.
And so my whole gig on Twitter was telling jokes about, you know, my family, my husband, you know, the typical, I mean, there's a million people doing it nowadays. You can throw a rock and hit a woman that tells jokes about her family on Twitter. So, I mean, I don't recommend you do that.
I'll throw a cat toy, this laser pointer.
It will hurt less. You know, I take that.
You know, oh, yeah. Let me turn this off. She's going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those where it's like motion sensor.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways. Yeah. So continue on with the story. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I did. I was telling jokes and stuff like that. And then I started calling myself the participation trophy wife. And it just kind of stuck from there. And then my very first podcast that I started in 2019 was a comedy podcast called That Trophy Wife Life. And so I did that for a couple of years and it was super fun. And I had great guests.
It just
ran its course, you know, like after a while it was I had my, like, the people that got the joke. And then there were the people that were like, you're not a trophy wife. And I was like, yeah bro, read the bio. You know?
Yeah, I am, bitch.
Yeah. So that particular show ran its course. I also feel like I screwed myself a little bit with the title because nobody kind of understood from the get-go that it was kind of an inside joke, too. Yeah. And so, although that show did very well, after a while, I was like, all right, I'm ready to move on to other things. I still have the Dirty Little Secrets Club, which kind of scratches that, you know, inappropriate, funny itch that I have. And then I also do Unbatting, which is a mental health and spirituality podcast. So I kind of get the best of both worlds there, where I feel like I'm serving by, you know, talking about mostly my fuck ups. And then the other one, you know, like a lot of kinks on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, which one do you want to start off with? I'll let you pick.
Let's start with the fun one. Let's go Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Okay. I don't know if you saw the Instagram promo I did.
I saw the picture. Was there something else that I missed?
No, there was two pictures. There was the picture of you, obviously, from your Unbatting. And then there was the billboards. Yeah, what's going on with that? And then one of my favorite rap songs, Tinashe, she's fire, the R&B singer. But, yeah. Yeah, so what's... So what's going on with that? What was that about? Was that just like a made up? Was that real? Obviously, that
No, that was real.
it was real.
I was on Billboard's
See, there I am being
Friendzone.
cynical, right? Why, I totally forgot about the sensible part of that. That was a fail.
No, it was the most exciting like day of my life. Sorry, kids, but you know,
I could see how you're funny. I could see that. That was a good one. And you probably weren't even trying. That just like happened.
It was so Brimstone, who is my co-host on the Dirty Little Secrets Club, he's way more famous than I am. He, you
Oh
know,
yeah.
he's an ex-pro wrestler. He's been
Really?
on TV
I have
shows. He
this
was on
guy
that
on the
show.
podcast. I like wrestling. Not as
He
much as I
would
used
come
to.
on.
Not that much as I used to, but like The Rock and things like that.
Yeah, no, he used to be. He hasn't done wrestling in a very long time, but he travels around. He does like signings at all the different cons that are going
Really?
on. He flies all over the place. He's
I'm
been on
sure it's I'm sure they're all
TV.
fi I'm sure they're financed, you know.
So he got us on billboards, and I was like, "Holy shit, my face is on a billboard in Times Square!" Like I
Yeah.
was shitting my pants,
That's
and
badass.
it was so cool. I was on three different billboards throughout New York City. One was in Times Square. No, four different billboards. One, five different billboards. Holy shit.
Are we going six? Do we have six,
No,
anybody? Six, six,
I
six.
topped off at
Oh,
five.
okay.
But one was on the NASDAQ thing.
Oh.
So we were up on that. I have pictures of that on my Instagram too.
Damn.
And then one was like in Times Square on another side. And then there was one, I mean, there was a couple scattered around, but I was so excited. And also, it like fulfilled every self-centered dream that I've ever had in my life. I was like, holy fuck, take that. You know, enemy from sixth grade. My face is on a fucking billboard.
Yeah, fuck sixth grade.
bitch.
I heard sixth grade, you don't even have to pass to get the middle. That's just some bullshit they make up.
Really?
No.
Well,
I
I was
mean,
just jealous probably because
it depends
she
on the
had
state.
boobs and I didn't get mine until 19, so.
It depends on the state, Dana. I was a substitute teacher.
No
So
way.
yeah. Do I look like the bro sub? Like
I
the cool sub?
could actually see it. I think I could see it.
I'd be
So were
like,
you the cool
I was like
sub
dap
though?
yeah, I was like dapping up eighth graders in the hallway. They were like giving me like the eighth graders, you know? They were like giving me I had to learn the dab, you know, the handshake, the go. Well, I actually got to pull in one. You know, the one where you go, not just this, but the one where you go like, you know what I'm saying? You go in.
I've had to learn them too. I have a 17 and an 18 year
But
old.
that's when
I've
you know
been
you
through
made it,
all of
Dana, is
it.
when they actually like do the little thing at the end.
Yeah,
You
that means they
know?
like you.
It's like I went by Mr. P to be cool, you know? Be like, hey, what's up, Mr. P? And then they dap me up in the hallway.
So, were you not concerned that they would call you Mr. Penis?
I got that a few times, but
See, I knew it. I have the brain of a 14 year old.
I got that a few times. Not as many as you think. Not as many as you think. But mostly elementary would do that. Like if I subbed elementary, yeah, that was pretty much a given. But
Well, how about my initials now are DP?
you're funny. I like, yeah, that's a
Yay.
good, that's a good one. All right, so give us a like a brief synopsis of this Dirty Little Secrets Club podcast. How to start? How long are these episodes? You know,
Yeah,
go into
so
the.
I met Brimstone when I invited him to be a guest on my show 4 years ago-ish, maybe 5 years ago. And after we worked together, he was like, "Hey, I like working with you. We should do a show together." And I was like, "I have some ideas." And so I pitched him the Dirty Little Secrets Club. And he was like, "I love it. Let's do it." Now we started off, and for 3 years now, we've done the Dirty Little Secrets Club where people anonymously submit their dirty little secrets to us through our website,
Sure.
which has been really fun. However,
There's always a but and a however.
people started, I mean, it got real raunchy real quick.
Yeah.
There's only so many times I can talk about buttholes or kinks or you know, so many secrets are like, I had sex with my boss. And I'm like, you and every other person on this place, like everybody has had sex with their boss. Everybody wants to fuck their sister-in-law. Everybody, like, it got very repetitive after a while. And so although we still do dirty little secrets, if people can send in something that is like going to be a good one and not like a repetitive glory hole thing we've heard 17 times already.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
What was the last episode title?
The last episode title. So we're on a new format now where the last episode title that we did was Quiet on Set. Our next one we just recorded today. Oh my gosh. I think our next title is Assholes and Pickles.
Man, are you guys afraid? And it's 2024. So are you guys afraid to get canceled? Like,
no, I'm pretty open. Like, I don't have a lot of judgment towards people. I'm like, if you want to stick a pickle in your orifices, you have at it. Like, I support you. Just ask that pickle for consent, you know, like, and we're good to go. So, no, I don't really feel Brimstone, on the other hand, I do have to
warn him
like,
about
reel
getting
him
canceled.
In sometimes because. But that's why people love him, because he just kind of flies by the seat of his pants and he's like, I said what I said. And I'm like, okay, but maybe we might just like take that back a few
I
steps.
I said what
and
I said, man. I haven't
maybe,
heard that one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one in like a decade. I said what I said.
I said what I said. So sometimes, but he likes to preface things a lot. He'll be like, I'm not slut shaming, but, and then he'll follow that by slut shaming.
Yeah, that's the classic. The one where you say you're not doing it, but then and then you actually do it.
Oh, my favorite is when
that's
somebody's
as old
like,
as time.
Not to be rude, but I'm like, but you're going to be rude? Is that right? Not to be rude, but I think your face is fucking stupid. You know?
Oh,
Like,
I got
not
that.
To
You
be
were
rude,
saying,
but.
like, Mr. Venus, I got in that. Like, where the kid would say, not to be, Mr. Like, not to be rude, but, you know, and then they would do the.
And then they follow
penis
it
joke.
with the rudest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the tallest human either. So I get short jokes and that, you know.
How tall are you?
Like 5'6" So
okay.
yeah, I'm not very tall.
My dad was an Italian man, and he was probably like 5'6", 5'7" ish, and he had a size 7.5 shoe, and his threat was always, "You want the 7.5 up your ass?"
You want to know my comeback, my best comeback?
What?
So a kid, eighth grade, a kid raised their hand. And I knew what he was doing because he was laughing, you know.
Yeah.
He goes, Mr. P, how tall are you? And then I said, tall enough to send you to the ISS. And the whole class goes, oh, you got told by Mr. P.
Oh, see, and my brain
He
went
was
like, tall enough to fuck your mom.
no,
You were like, nope, their kids can't say that.
No, I think that's the max. I think if I would have said anything more, I think I hit the max there.
Yeah, especially in school, that would get you canceled immediately. You got to be careful.
I think the ISS reference is about as high as you can go without, you know.
Yeah, you played that one smart.
I was like, yeah, tall enough to send you ISS, and then like the kid, and then I didn't hear from that kid again.
Yeah.
He was just like, all
He
right,
didn't want to go to ISS. He knew.
No, he's like, all right, Mr. P, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny. All right, so I want to let you know, I did listen to an unbatting
Oh,
episode.
awesome.
Yeah. I believe in this one too, like divine timing. That's real. Like if
Yes.
you just let go and just don't worry about shit.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. So I just started a new job and like a week in, people are already telling me I say sorry too much. Like it didn't last long. And
It's
I know,
a habit.
and I know I apologize too much.
You know, I feel like
but
we're
that's
kind
not
of
something they can fire
conditioned.
you. They can't fire me for apologizing too much. Actually, it's Florida. There's no.
They'll fire you for anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, come into the office. All right. You apologize too much. Get out.
Yeah. They'll just say it was for a different reason instead of the actual reason. They're like, dude, this guy says I'm sorry way too much. He acts like he's from Canada.
Get the fuck out, bro.
I'm sorry.
Now, usually I go to the big word, apologize. You know, I do the fancy apologies.
That's impressive, actually. I try and minimize my syllables, so.
Oh yeah. I know some. I was a. I got. I was an English major, but I was a communication major. So. But you can't. Don't ask me what the Pythagorean theorem is or shit like that. Like math. Like I'm not good at math.
The second I exited high school, all of that went out of my brain. It might have been the drugs, might have been the alcohol. I'm not sure. But immediately
you know,
forgotten.
Hot boxing and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately forgotten. I'm like, I didn't need it anyways. Anytime I need to ask anything, I just say, yo, Google. And it comes to me through the air. So,
hey, Siri.
Yeah. Well, I just Google things, but I do have Siri. Hey,
it's like, what's the latest on medicinal marijuana? Mm-hmm. It's like, where are we at with that? Let's pick it up. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, I live in San Diego, so I can just hop down the street if I wanted to. Pot isn't really my thing, so I never really went. But if I wanted to, it's right down the street.
Oh, I hear those CBD gummies are legit. People are like, they pop those in like it's nothing, like those little CBD gummies.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You know, I hear stories. I haven't done them myself, but I hear stories about people popping those gummies in.
Yeah, no, I wish that I was a pot smoker, or I wish that I was a
CBD?
Gummy eater, or I wish that.
But in all seriousness, you talk about like your health, like all of a sudden CBD helps, like the medical. Maybe that's
yeah,
what
it
I
can,
maybe
for
that's
sure.
what I need at work, like to chill, like to stop apologizing so much. Maybe I just need to like take the CBD oil, you know.
Maybe you need to like think in your head, like, what can you do? If it's something that you actually want to stop doing, if you're like, I don't give a shit, then keep doing it. Who cares? But if you're like, oh, this is something I really want to work on, then you have to like tie it to
and
something
I didn't know
else
I'm
in
that,
your
I didn't
brain.
know I'm that bad at it until I think it's because it's a job I really want. So I'm
Yeah.
afraid of like fucking up.
Uh-huh.
You know
yeah,
what I'm trying
I
to
get
say?
That.
Like if I didn't really care about the job, I'd be like, oh, well, I said like. Like I
yeah,
curse
whatever.
sometimes, so I caught myself cursing at like at work and like talking to somebody like that I don't
And then
think
you're
is
like,
it.
I apologize.
Yeah, exactly. Like my bad, you know.
Oh,
And then she
fuck,
kinda
man. I fucking apologize, dude. I'm so fucking sorry.
And then she's like, did you just apologize for apologizing?
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. But it's, all that's next is I need to apologize for apologizing for apologizing.
Uh-huh.
Just
Yeah, just keep it
go for the
going.
triple crown baseball style.
Mm-hmm.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
So the unbatting, who's the co-host with that? I can get her on for an episode.
Yeah, that's my sister.
Oh yeah?
Her name is Jessica.
Sister,
so
sister. Do you get the pun I just did?
My sister, sister. Yeah, the TV show. Yeah.
Yeah.
TN tomorrow.
Yeah, if you're a millennial,
sister,
you'll get that.
Sister.
If you're younger than, you know, 30, you probably won't get that.
I'm about to hit 42.
No, I said if you're younger than 30,
I know. Yeah.
You won't get that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm rounding 42 here, so I got the sister sister. But yeah, that's my sister. So the backstory with that is her and I stopped talking for 4 years.
Oh wow. Tisk tisk.
We had, I don't even want to call it a falling out. It wasn't really a falling out. We didn't have like a big blow up fight or anything. It was, we were too close for too long. We had our identities so intertwined with each other.
Right.
That if I thought she was doing something that I didn't like, I was very judgmental about it. And
Yeah.
if she thought that I was doing something that she didn't like, there was so much judgment because our identities were so intertwined. And at one point I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I need a fucking break. And so I stopped talking to her,
Wow.
basically. Or maybe I should say we stopped talking to each other.
Right. You had
And
just a severance
yeah.
of communication.
And for 4 years, we didn't really talk to each other at all.
Not
Here
even
and there,
text, like make
occasionally.
sure that you're still around, like.
No, nothing. I
Wow.
also, at that time, severed my relationship with my mother. I was like, I need space from both of you. And so
That's
I
intense.
didn't. It was. It was an intense time. And it was a time that I was really focusing on myself, working through some shit. And those relationships at that point were toxic to me.
Yeah.
And so I decided that in order for me to heal from a lot of inner family drama, that I needed to sever the relationships. And I always said that this isn't forever. This is a for right now. And like, I need to work on some shit. And when I'm feel like I'm strong enough that I can set boundaries within these relationships, then that's when we can come back. And at the same time that I did that, Jess started on her journey too. So we both started this healing journey, therapy, spirituality, whatever you want to call it. And 4 years later, whenever we did come back to talking with each other, we realized how parallel our journeys were on, even though we were separate at the time. They were still very much the same. And so coming back into these relationships with my mother and with my sister, we've been able to set boundaries, which are super important, respect boundaries, which is very important. And our relationship has been that much better for it. And we decided we went on a girls' trip last year together,
Oh,
just me and
wow,
my
that's
sister.
exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were like, let's do a show together. And we started unbatting. We came up, she actually was like, I just feel like I need to unbad my life. And I was like,
I like that
boom.
name. I like that
Yeah.
name. I think it's better than sensibly cynical. I think it's better. I think you got me with that one.
100% credit to my sister on that one. She said, I need to unbad my life. And I was like, you just named our show. It's unbatting. We're unbatting, baby.
So you're doing YouTube videos,
Yeah, we do
Instagram
YouTube.
reels.
We do it all. If there's a
Yeah.
social media platform out there, you'll find us. Actually, that's not true. We
Well,
aren't on a
TikTok's
lot,
on its
but
way out, I think, in America. I think it's.
I heard. Yeah, where we are currently, I do post some stuff to TikTok. I get like burnt out with social media, man. It's
Yeah. Yeah, my
exhausting.
yeah, I don't have the like it's just me running this, so and plus I have like a life and like
Yeah, you
job and
got
stuff.
stuff
Like
that isn't social
I'm
media.
not making money off this thing, like maybe a nickel dime every once in a while.
Right.
But it's just more of like a hobby. Like I thought about maybe closing up shop because my downloads are okay. I'm not saying it's like no one listens, but I would say,
Right.
a really good episode for me is like, I would say like 80, like 100's a really good episode for me.
Yeah.
Like if 100 people listen to and like actual
Right
people,
now,
not like actual like IP addresses, not like
honestly, right
repeats.
now, if you're getting that, it's good. And the reason is because there are 7 million podcasts out there. There's
Yeah.
so much content being made that it cannot be consumed at the rate that it was 6 years ago, right? Six
I
years
feel like,
ago,
yeah, I feel like a lot of podcasts are falling off. So the ones that are persistent are gonna go, they're gonna get more downloads by default because people are falling off of the podcast game. I'm not saying that no one's making new podcasts. What I'm saying is
totally.
if you look at the data, correct me if I'm wrong. Have you seen the data lately on amount of podcasts? I haven't, but last time I
No.
checked is that they're going down, they're trending down, but
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. There's too much content in the world right now. If you're not scrolling Instagram, you're scrolling Twitter. If you're not scrolling Twitter, you're scrolling,
my
Facebook. You're looking
phone's
for
right next to
podcasts.
me.
You
I
got,
mean, it's
yeah,
you know.
audiobooks, you got TV, you got Netflix, you got, I mean, we are just, the
Yeah,
world is
you can't
so
forget like
content
yeah,
based.
like and even books right now, like no one like Audible or whatever it's called, where you just
Yeah.
Amazon, Kindle or whatever it's called,
Yep.
I mean.
It's wild. It is wild. I've actually been, I mean, if I'm gonna get honest with you, I've been grappling so much with like the pressures of social media, growing shows, feeling okay with where the shows are at,
What do you mean,
not wanting to do social media.
what's the word I'm looking for? I just thought of it. It's just losing me for a second, but like, oh, I can't think of it. It'll come back to me. But
Yeah.
you're feeling like,
It's just hard. It's all
I don't know.
comparison
I'm just trying to think of the
based.
word.
And
Comparison base.
yeah, and it's like it just gets, I feel like sometimes I lose sight of what's
Sure.
important. Like I will be, you know, making a reel for Instagram and my daughter will come in and be like, "Mom, can we do this?" And I'm like, "You got to hold on a minute." And I'm just like face
You mean
in the phone.
like shameful? Not shameful, but something similar to that, where it's like you feel like, man, I'm still doing, I'm
It's just
doing
like a lot
this
of
when I should
guilt.
be.
Like,
Yeah, guilt. That's it. I spent
yeah.
5 minutes. You thought of the word like a second. I spent 5 minutes thinking of that word.
And it's almost like, what am I doing it for? And the thing is, I have moments where like people message me all the time, like, wow, that episode really spoke to me, or, you know, I really got a lot out of this, or thank you for, and I love those messages. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's why I do it. But also I have
So,
to
yeah.
have balance with it because I have four kids and, you
Wow.
know, well, I just adopted a dog out, but I have eight dogs under my roof right now, and because I foster dogs,
Oh wow. My
and so it's
cat,
a
my
lot.
yeah, my cat has HIV. Or
Oh,
not HIV.
I'm like, wait a
Not
minute.
HIV, not HIV. I had it wrong.
Well,
You know what's
it's the
interesting is,
feline
Dana, you know
version
this.
of
You
it,
know that.
right?
You know this, what I'm about to say. You know what's great about podcasting? The
Editing.
pa She has
Nobody will know
herpes.
you fucked that up.
She has herpes. Okay, she has
I didn't
herpes.
know cats could get
Yeah,
herpes.
me neither. They around humans is cool, but they can't be around like they can't be
Other
around like other
cats.
cats. Yeah, other dogs are cool too, but like they can't be around other cats. So she's an indoor cat. Yeah,
That's
it's
so
it's
funny.
like terminal. When I got there, pick her up, she was like, I got it from the adoption agency. I felt really bad because she was with like her sister, or I think, or something, and I felt like really speaking of guilt, I feel bad because I didn't take them both. I feel shameful about like why didn't I pick the other one? You know what I mean? Like why
Oh,
didn't I
because the
take
other
them
one would
both?
have had it
Yeah.
too.
Well, no, I just wanted one. I
Oh,
didn't want
yeah.
to. But what I'm saying is I felt really bad about separating them, you know? I
I,
felt
you
really
know,
bad
no,
about
I
that.
get it. I get it. Right now, so I have a mama and a litter of puppies that I've raised now since they were 2 days old. So the organization that I work with pulled them from the shelter right after she gave birth and brought them to my house. And they're now, they'll be 9 weeks on Sunday. So they're adoptable. And one of them, I just like right before I got on this show. So I'm still like, oh my God, I can't believe I just let that dog go. He was adopted. And so they came to pick him up. And it's so wild because you do have that guilt of like, oh my gosh, is the mama going to be sad that I just like gave her puppy away? Like I just
Right.
gave away her baby.
Yeah, and like Dana, it was just like how did I decide which of the two to take? It was just impulse.
Yeah.
I liked that one. That one kind of like and here they are like not even like 2 months. How can I tell like which ones? But the one I picked was kind of just by itself, just like hanging out, and the other one was just
Yeah.
kind of like
You know what? I like to think in my the in this you'll hear a lot of this on Unbatting. I think that you ended up with the cat you were
But
supposed to have.
should I feel bad about separating them? Should I
Nope.
feel bad?
Nope. Not even a little bit. Not even a
Yeah.
little bit.
I haven't really
If they
talked
were
about
out in the
this. Look at you bring
wild.
it, you bring it, you're bringing this, you're bringing this.
Yeah.
You're being cathartic. You're
Well,
being
think about it. If they were out in the
for this
wild, it's
random
not like they would have
podcast host that you
had
just met like 20 minutes
a
ago. You're being you're
yeah. Just
you know.
lifting you up.
Yeah.
No, if they were
Yeah.
out in the wild, they wouldn't be like having dinner together every Sunday and you know, like they would have gone their separate ways by now. So no, I don't think that you should feel guilty about that at all. I think that you should be extremely grateful that you have the baby that you do and you get to, you know, cuddle and love on that one.
She has yet to be on the podcast. So if I see her around here, I'm gonna bring her, I'm
Grab
gonna
her. I want to see
grab
her.
her and I'm gonna show her on the and I'm
What
gonna
is her
keep it on the
name?
so this is she has a human name, which I get people ragging on me about that
No, I
sometimes.
love it. I have
It's
human
like
names for my dogs.
like a human name. Yeah. So her name's Jenna.
Jenna, I
And the
love
joke
it.
I the okay, so you're in your 40s, so you'll get the joke I'm just gonna do. I have like old millennial joke. Well, this one's a little older than millennial. So
Rah.
the joke I do is I named her after Jenna Jameson. Do you know who Jenna Jameson is?
Hell yeah, I know who Jenna
She's not
Jameson is.
dead. She's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Is
Is Jenna? Yeah, I
Jenna
think she's still
Jameson.
alive. There was another one that passed away just not too long ago. I had to
Jenna,
text my husband.
as the kids say, Jenna Jameson is one of the goats. For
Yeah,
real. Like in her prime, she was like the porn star. Like
Yeah,
in
I
her
remember.
prime, she was one of the richest.
Yeah.
She
She
was
was the
one of
most
like
widely
the
known.
she's one of
Everybody
the first
knew
like
who she
millionaire
was.
one, like Pamela Anderson, obviously, but I mean that's untouchable. It's like
Yeah.
but Jenna Jameson, like in her prime, like kids, look her up, Google her. Like if you're 18.
Right. Yeah. Not kids. Please, kids, don't.
Not literal kids, just figuratively kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should
Yeah.
be promoting a porn star on this episode. Maybe I
You
should put a
know,
disclaimer.
I think you can promote whoever you want. They hopefully, if they're doing the work, it's by their own choice.
But no, I didn't name her after Jenna
You
Jameson.
didn't? What did you name her after then?
I mean,
You just like the name Jenna?
it was Jenna. It was probably like 5% Jenna Jameson, like 80%. I liked the Jennifer, so I didn't want to name the cat Jennifer, and then it was
That would have
like,
been funny though.
what I
Like, what
got
if you
50. I'm
named
not good at
her
math, so I did 85. So I got
like
15 left.
Bethany or
I got
something?
15 left, right? 5% Jenna Jameson. 80 Jennifer and
Yeah.
15. I just like Jenna. It was cool. Like,
All right. So my dogs are I have Penny and Lucy. And I named them after, well, I like the Beatles, so Penny Lane is one of them, and then Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And then my other dogs that I have are Frank and Leo, and maybe you'll appreciate this. Leo was the first one that we got, and he is Leo because my husband's favorite actor is Leonardo DiCaprio. And then we got Frank. And Frank, I don't know if you remember, Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can, which is my husband's favorite movie, his character is Frank Abagnale. And so we named our dogs
would you be
after
like,
Leonardo DiCaprio
I've seen it,
characters.
but probably literally once.
Yeah, it's a
So
great movie.
I
Great
don't,
movie.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah,
But I don't want to be like disappointing here. But
no, you're good.
I couldn't probably tell you not I couldn't tell you anything about the movie, unfortunately.
Well, it's not even about the movie. It's the fact that my husband has a hard-on for Leonardo DiCaprio and named his dogs after.
Speaking of goats, as the kids say, he's one of the goats too, the greatest of all time. He's one
Absolutely,
of
absolutely.
the Titanic, you know?
Well, they just sold that door from the Titanic, for $700,000.
Aviator, that was one of my favorites. Underrated. You remember that
Yeah,
movie?
I
So
remember that
underrated.
movie.
What was it? What's the guy's name? The guy who made the planes. What was his name that he played?
I don't remember.
Someone
See,
someone's
we
gonna
just switched roles because that was the one that I've only
I'm
seen
showing my
once,
age. I
but
just turned 37, so I'm showing my age because like I've forgotten things already, so it's like shit, you know?
the brain fog is
Yeah.
real. It's real.
Howard Hughes, that's it. Howard
Yeah.
Hughes. He's like
Okay.
a
I
he's
wouldn't
like
have
one of
known. You
the
could have
he's
said it
like
was, you
he's
know,
one of the
whatever. I
original
wouldn't.
of the big like planes like TWA and he like went to TWA.
Didn't he like lose his mind in
Transworld
the end?
Trans
He was all like
that's the
crazy in the
movie.
end. Yeah, I remember that.
Transworld Airlines,
Yeah.
but yeah, I like that movie. And then I don't know how we got to DiCaprio, but I like that.
It's because my dog's name is Leo.
I hate for you to pick your favorite episode of the ones you did. So I don't want to be like, I'm gonna pick the best of them all. But if you had to pick one for those that are shamed and haven't seen an episode of Unbatting Podcast, which one should they
Oof.
go listen to or see, right? You said it's on, there's a video version.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me because there are
Like
so
the creme
many
de
that
like
I.
the like the creme de la creme, you
I'm
know?
like, I gotta go look at them
Cream
now.
of
I
the
don't even
crop.
remember which ones I have on there. It's really
Cream of the
hard
cream.
because I love so many of them. I like the abnormal relationships one. That one I thought was like a good mix of like funny and also non-judgment towards other people and what they choose to do in their relationships. I like perspective. I mean, there's
What about the one
so
I mentioned, right? Divine timing.
Divine Timing was a great one. The Judgmental one was a great one.
All right,
The
so
Feelings one. I
if
mean,
you want
there's
to do,
so many.
if
Oh,
you
the
want,
Liars one. We're All Liars. That was
yeah.
a good one. I
Dana,
like
if you
that
want
one
to,
a
I'll
lot.
give you a recommendation if you want to go back and listen to a Sensibly Cynical episode.
Okay.
So I interviewed a stripper comedian, which is pretty cool. That's the best, that's the highest downloaded one. She's
And what's
actually turning into a lawyer. She's stripper turned lawyer.
Oh, good
Hopefully
for her.
she
What's her
passes her bar.
name?
Christy Monroe. She's like a she was a stripper in like New York. So she would strip on the weekdays and then trash her business on the weekends.
Yeah,
So
good.
all her jokes were about like, and then take an attendance member and put him and strip like give him a personal dance on stage on the, as part of
That's
her act. It's brilliant, isn't
that's
it? It's
hilarious.
brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You just strip and then on the weekend you have all your material right there because you're living the material.
You know
Like it's
what?
brilliant. It's brilliant.
There are some women out there that really twist that business into something super beneficial for them, and I applaud that. There's also some really sad cases in that industry that aren't so lucky,
Yeah, like I
but
go like if I went to like I went to a club a couple weeks ago or whatever. I'm not ashamed to say it. And yeah, I'll see some cases and I'm like, man, they could be doing, you
well,
know.
there's a lot of like drugs, there's a lot of
Yeah.
there's
And they're
so
really smart
many.
people. Like obviously they're trying to get me to go into the champagne room, probably, you know, but
Yeah.
like they're but not everybody, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like they wanna get that tip. But like some of the
Yeah.
stories I hear from people, like if you get through them, like if you which is hard, like my buddy said he could do it. So here's another good story. On his 18th birthday, he said, "Man, I'm gonna get this girl. I'm gonna get a stripper's number." I'm like, "No way, bro. You're not gonna get a stripper's number. They don't do that. They're just gonna. They just want. You know what I mean? They just want
Yeah,
your
yeah, yeah.
money for a dance. Like, that's like
My
the.
husband
That's
went
like,
home with a stripper once.
really? He did it? That's impossible. I
Yeah.
couldn't do it. Really?
He's a
You
good-looking
gotta
guy.
no,
We
but
have a good say.
you gotta admit that's hard though, right? Because most strippers.
Totally.
They'll gotta do what they gotta do. If they gotta play this person and act like they have a chance outside of work, then that's what they gotta do. Not everybody. I don't want to come. I hope I'm not coming across as like sexist or
No,
stereotypical
yeah,
or
no, you're
anything.
there's they play the
But
game. That's what they do. That's they're there to make that money and they play the game to get that money. I get
and
it.
male strippers
They
too. It's not
hustle.
just it's both ways, you know.
Totally.
So you know, equal opportunity, Dana. It's
That's right. And
2024. You
he
gotta.
got the number then?
I think he says he did, but
He
you
wrote
know,
down like 5 5 5 2 1 2 1. That's her number. Look, it's right here.
I seen her, but this was like in MySpace era. So,
Yeah.
you know, he says he got her MySpace, but like, you
Well,
know,
I mean, so
but
back in the day,
I didn't see her in his top eight though. Like when I
no,
looked at his top
she
eight.
never made it to the top eight.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I had a roommate that was a waitress at a strip club. And so I actually knew a lot of the dancers there. They would come over to the house, would hang out at the bars and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have a lot of respect for, well, a lot of the girls that I used to know that were in that industry, and some of them were on the straight and narrow and really used it to their advantage to get them to where they wanted to be next. Some of them were like, I just want to work on the weekends. I don't want to
Yeah, so
work all
I'm
week.
not being unfair, right?
No.
I was trying to be impartial, like just say
Yeah.
how it is, but at the same time,
I don't
you
think that
know, I
you were being
respect it.
unfair at all.
I respect it, but I call spades a spade, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them you use things to their advantage. That's part of the gig.
And
So,
you know going in, like
and if
they,
you don't
yeah,
come
like come
on,
on.
like wake up, okay? Go in there always expecting that it is a game. This is
Because
a
that happened to
game
my
of
friend too. He
pretend.
was like, oh, she was like really into me. And then all of a sudden she just like disappeared. I'm like, dude, come on,
You're
man.
like, after how much money did she disappear?
And then like he looked at his bank statement and he dropped like 300. I'm like, dude.
And that was probably like changed to her too. She
But
was like, whatever.
at the same time, when she, she had a friendship with him at the club. It wasn't like it took.
Yeah.
She didn't take it personal. She didn't like. It wasn't like a personal like friendship, but it was
right.
a work. It was a work friendship. So he was like, he said he went back and like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Knew the person when they walked in.
Get them
And like,
repeat customers.
you know.
Yep. I like it. Go,
you
girl.
Know? This is fun. I'm having a good time. What's now to get a little serious? I don't know. Can we do that? Can you do that? Get a little serious?
I can go from zero to serious and watch this. Ready? Okay, I'm ready.
What's the best part about doing all this?
The best part about podcasting?
Yeah.
I have a couple of things that I think are the best part about it. One, I've been on the end where you reach that one person, especially with unbatting, where you get that one person that needed that one episode right then. And it always amazes me how the universe conspires. I had a person reach out to me that had never met me before, never heard of me before, somehow came across our show. I don't know if it was on Twitter or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
However it happened, they ended up listening to one of our episodes and it resonated hard with them. And that is such a fulfilling thing to, like, I don't need 5,000 downloads, you know, a day. I having that one person reach out and say that you're like, oh, I did my job. That was like, you share and it reaches people, because I think that the beautiful thing about social media, if there is one, is that you can reach a lot of people and show them that you're also struggling with probably the same things that they're struggling with.
All right,
and
gonna...
although that can be very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
There's the other side of that where social media can be so, so ugly.
Right.
And trying to keep it on that, you know, I think the ugly part is also good. Like, you can't have the light without the dark. It's, you know, you have to accept the whole thing of it if you're going to be a part of it. A lot of times whenever I'm on social media, and I don't get a lot of hate, honestly, but occasionally somebody will say something to me and it will be hateful or hurtful.
People are assholes. People are assholes.
They are. And to those assholes, I always wish them love and healing, because whatever they're saying has nothing to do with me. And the fact that I know that through my journey so far, that other people's hate or aggression or anger or
that's a them problem. They need
that's
to
a them problem. And I think that that is something that I've had to work through on social media. That's something that social media taught me, is that anytime somebody's directing something at you, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And I love that also. But the Unbatting podcast has been very rewarding in that way. It's also been scary as shit. I share stuff on there that I'm like, fuck, should I edit that out? Should I edit that out? And I never allow myself to, because that would mean that I'm not being authentic. That would mean that I'm editing because I don't want to know what people would think about it. I'm afraid of the judgment that might be coming my way from saying a certain thing or acting a certain way or doing something that could be perceived by the general public as, you know, I don't know, something that they don't like or something that I'm going to take hate for. And so that is a challenging part of it also.
Mm-hmm. So what about me? Should I edit that cough out? I just coughed.
No, keep it in. You are authentic. No, I'm kidding. I didn't hear the cough. Yeah, edit the
cough. Oh, I'm
going to
keep it in.
Who cares?
I'm going to keep it in.
No, what if I just like straight ass like burped into the microphone and then I was like, you have to keep that. That's authentically me.
No, I am. I'm going to keep the cough in. So are you these episodes, like, do you have guests on? Like,
yeah.
These shows? Both of them?
I do. Occasionally we have guests on both shows. Not every episode is a guest. On Unbatting, we've had 3 guests so far on the show, and it has been awesome. We've done one with shadow work with a woman that is an expert in that. We've done one with hypnotherapy, which was really cool. We did one with past lives that was pretty cool too. And then on the Dirty Little Secrets Club, we've had a porn star on the show. Tabitha
What
Stevens. Do you know Tabitha Stevens?
No. No, but this is on the list of things I did not know we were gonna, I did not know this was gonna be like a porn heavy episode.
It's a porn light episode, but yeah, we're sprinkling it in there for sure.
Should I put a disclaimer?
A disclaimer.
Now should I edit that out?
No, keep that one in there.
A disclaimer. Should I put a disclaimer and a disclaimer?
That's another funny thing. When I'm editing the show, if I trip over my words, I keep it in because I'm like, that's real. People trip over their words all the time. So fuck it. I'm going to keep it in there. I tripped over my words. Big deal. But yeah, we had Tabitha Stevens, who she worked in the porn world for a while. She's a lovely, funny, beautiful woman. I love her. We've had some comedians on the show. We've had some paranormal people on the show. Like, we get a bunch of, you know, a different variety of people, and it's always really fun. I love having guests on show.
Yeah. You got a funny story? What are some, give me a funny story. You got one?
I'm sure I have a ton of funny stories. for the show.
Take it the way you want to take it. If you have a funny story in life, have at it. If you want to keep it to the podcast, that's cool too. Whatever.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the secrets, and I'm actually wondering if I should tell you this. How far gross can I get here? Because this one's pretty bad.
No, go for it.
One of the secrets was about somebody using a pretzel stick to put up their penis hole.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
And what's funny is apparently there's a word for it, and I forgot what it is now, but it's like you increase the size of your pee hole. Like a man can like put like a stainless steel something you can order on fucking Amazon, and it goes like a dilator, and it is tiny, and then it's tiny, and then it goes bigger. And so that you can like make your pee hole bigger.
That's crazy.
And so one person liked to put pretzel rods, not that like the tiny pretzel rods.
Right.
And they said that they liked the feeling of the salt crystals because it would like scratch the inside of their.
So it's like a fetish?
Oh, yes. Yes. We get some shit. You see now why we had to do a little transition. I was like, I cannot hear any more about wounding your pee hole.
We're not talking about transitions on this episode. I'm kidding. No. It's 2024. We can talk about transitions.
There's all sorts of transitions going on right now. No, so we actually took the show from the Dirty Little Secrets that people were sending in anonymously, and now we're doing the Dirty Little Secrets of pop culture and weird shit in the world. So there's a lot of news headlines. There's enough weird shit going on that we have plenty to talk about. And then occasionally, if we get a dirty little secret that somebody sends in that isn't about increasing the size of their pee hole, then we also put that on the show.
So basically, don't take yourself like for people to enjoy the episode, they can't take themselves too seriously. They gotta like lighten up, right?
It's gotta be. I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Well,
but
you're
I
self-deprecating, I can tell. Like very self-deprecating, right? Am I wrong?
I can be self-deprecating. I'm also very. I mean, I am very accepting of everybody's shit, right? Like I'm like, allow people to be who they are, when they are, how they are, whatever they are. And so we get like kinks. You can't be so judgmental with kinks because they're fucking kinks. You know, there's people that want to be peed on. And you're like, well, that's your thing. That's I personally don't want to get peed on. So please don't pee on me. But if you like to be peed on, then go for it.
All right. I'm going to give you a compliment here.
Okay.
I can see why you've been successful. You're the quickest person that I've seen that can change from delivery, like delivery changes.
Oh,
It's impressive.
interesting.
Like, no, like, no, like, you can go from like the one you did, like, serious to funny. I could see that.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You can,
I
not a
am
lot of
taking
people,
that
that's a, t
compliment. I'm
no,
going to
that's a
ride that
gift.
high.
No, that's a gift. That's a gift. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people just have to stay on one. They can switch, but they can't, like, you have it like on and off. Like, it's some
Well,
people,
I
they
think
can't just like switch.
I have a lot of practice with I guess maybe that's an acceptance thing also, is like I can be self-deprecating and then also like laugh and accept and move on from it, if that makes sense. And that's what I hope that a lot of people can do, because we're all flawed in so many ways. It's just insane, and nobody likes to look at their flaws. But if we're all flawed, then why can't we just be like, yep, fuck that up. Let's move on. You know, like it should be in flow. We should be allowed to be flawed and then move on to the good and then move to this. Like it should be like water in flow all the time.
All right, so I'm gonna talk about your personal kind of story. Like, you talked about the Steelers, you talked about, everything like that. What's life like in like Pittsburgh? Is it like, is Steel City is both ways, right? It's the Steelers and it's real, right? The steel industry, the
Yeah, you
it's a
know,
hardworking
it's a blue collar town. It's a what do they call it? A football town with a drinking problem? Or is it a drinking town with a football problem? I
What?
don't know.
No, I'm being serious though. Like, what was life up to like up there?
I mean, I grew up in a place called Sharpsburg. So if anybody is listening and knows Pittsburgh and knows Sharpsburg, then they know that Sharpsburg is a not great part of town. I also grew up, my parents were divorced, and so my dad lived in Sharpsburg and my mom lived in Cheswick. Cheswick was a nicer part of town. I really enjoyed living with my dad mostly. So I ended up grad, like I went to a high school. I moved in with my dad. The high school that I went to was very rich, and the town that I lived in was trash. And so going to that high school, I faced a lot of judgment because they would say, well, where are you from, and or where do you live? And I remember being in class one day, and it was the very first day of a new semester or quarter, whatever we did. And the teacher said, okay, if you live in Fox Chapel, raise your hand. And then those kids would raise their hands. If you live in Blonox, raise your hand. And those people would raise their hands. If you live in Sharpsburg, raise your hand. And I had to be like, knowing
But
that every person in that room was looking at me and saying, you're a fucking river rat.
I feel like a lot of cities are like a lot of high schools are like that though. But I'm not diminishing your story.
Yeah,
I
it's
understand,
a
but I'm
very
what I'm trying
click
to say is
oriented.
it's relatable is what I was going for there. It's very
Yeah.
relatable.
Yeah, and it's very clicky. It was high school. It was high school in the 90s, which was even more
Oh yeah,
clicky.
I was early 2000s.
Yeah. So I graduated in 2000.
All right, I graduated in 2005.
So it was I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there. I loved my friends and I loved my family. But growing up, I always felt so less than that. I just wanted to go somewhere where I could start new.
Me too. Like I never. Well, I was private. I went to private school as a kid, and that set me back. I was done. Because
Yeah.
you know how it is. Like, if you don't have a group of friends by fifth grade, and
Yeah.
I'm short, so it was I was an easy, easy. I was
Totally.
easy to be bullied, you know.
Yep. So
So.
I graduated high school and then I moved to San Diego and I have been here. And it was the best thing that I ever could have done. I didn't realize that my mental health was so fucked in Pittsburgh. Like I was like from, I don't know, middle school all the way up until, I mean, through my 20s, I had to do a lot of work in my 20s and 30s to get to the bubbly person I am today. But I was fucked. I did so many drugs, so much alcohol. Like I was doing whatever I could to numb myself
Right.
from,
That's a
you
calming, it's
know,
a depressant. Yeah.
so I was so depressed. And the, I guess, thing is, I'm not unique. Like, how fucking about that?
I
I'm not
yeah,
unique.
I drink a lot in my
Everybody.
I drink a lot in my mid-20s. Yeah, so I'll you've been personal. I'll share a story. So, I don't think I've disclosed this on the podcast. I'm gonna get real personal. I've had this podcast for since 2017, and I don't think I've mentioned this on the show. So you should feel very
I am like soaking it all in right now. I love when
This is a
people get
big
real with
moment.
me.
No, this is a
It's
big
my
moment in the
favorite.
podcast history. I've yet to mention this because it's a comedy show. I mean, with a Sensibly Cynical name, you can't be serious. That's a Sensibly Cynical. I mean, people wouldn't take it seriously if it was a serious show. So, but I get real every once in a while. So, okay, so, I was dating this girl, right? And we were just dating for like, and I knew she was going through some stuff. I knew. So she ended up passing away. But I didn't know she died because I just started dating her like a month or two in.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I found out on Facebook.
How did she pass?
It was heart issue. I don't want to go like super in
Yeah,
detail, but
right. But
like
that is so
yeah,
hard.
so that really caused, I remember, and on top of that, I'm not trying to do the woe is me, but I got fired right around the same time. So it was like really
When it
rough.
rains, it pours.
Yeah, it was like real rough. And I've never gotten this personal on the show. What are you doing to me, Dana? Holy shit. You should feel really honored by this.
I do.
People that know me and have listened, I've done, I've no, you, I don't know if you've listened to an episode, but I'm creeping on 250 and I've never been this serious.
I'm
You should feel,
very honored.
you should
I
be. No, I'm
appreciate
not even
your,
kidding. I'm being dead ass.
yeah, I appreciate your realness.
I remember sitting at my apartment. I've been single for, and I thought that she was the one. I know, you know, there's people that get married after like 2 weeks.
Totally.
I thought that this, she was getting separated, you know, so she didn't really go all in with me. Like she just added me on Facebook like a week before she passed. Like she was
But
going
you
like,
saw potential in this relationship. You were like,
And
when this works out, it's going to
I was
work
slow
out.
at first because I'm 37, single, no kids. I've gotten close so many times. I'm like the, I'm like, you know, get to the finish line and then just Charlie Brown it, just before. That's my life.
Well,
I've had plenty of girlfriends, plenty of, part my fault, part their fault. You know, that's
yeah.
what it
You know
is.
what? I think taking ownership over the things that are your fault are great.
But
And
to close this chap, not never gonna close her memory. I think about her every day, but I'm just saying
yeah.
that what I'm gonna mention, it got me in a real bad spiral. Like I wasn't like an alcoholic, but I was down, and I remember I coming home and I went through, I don't know if people still drink it, but I remember like a 48 ounce of like Bud Ice. Like who, first off, no one drinks Bud Ice. And if they do, they're alcoholics. So it's like okay, I maybe just alienated some people after that statement. But
The Bud Ice crew's coming for you.
yeah, the Bud Ice crew is coming for me. But no, in all seriousness, you know, I felt relieved. Like I've shared it on an episode before, not my podcast, but on another, I was a guest on another show. And look, you brought it out of me, Dana. You know,
That,
but
I mean, I think if you have 250 episodes by now, your listeners know you. So I think that it's a good thing to let them see a little deeper, Sean, right? Like just go a little deeper and a little deeper.
I try to be like you should listen to some of the backlog of this show. I feel like of course I'm gonna say that, right? But I feel like my podcast, like if you had a list of a top like 250 underrated podcasts, mine would be on there.
All right. I love that. I'm going to go listen now.
But
I didn't listen.
It's got to be 250.
Bad,
no, it's okay. I'm not in the top 200 underrated. I'm not there. But if you had to pick 250 underrated podcasts, I think I would.
And I am a solid 249.
Yeah. Yeah. I would sneak it. And just because of the name of the show, not because of the content.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, oh, I'm looking at the list of like the 17%, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, what should I put at 249? I'm two away. Oh, yeah. That one. The green logo. The green light, the yellow light bulb. That one.
I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate it.
this has been fun.
This has been.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this. I know we're running over an hour here, so I appreciate you taking the time. I know you must be busy, so.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for inviting me on, and apologies for the porn heavy episode.
No. No, not at all. This was a good time. And where can people find your podcast?
Yeah. So if you want to find me, or if you want to find my podcast, I host the Dirty Little Secrets Club on all podcast platforms, and also YouTube. And I also host Unbatting. And if you want to find me, I am at Dana, or it's Dana Pereira on Instagram, and Pereira and Dana are spelled weird. So I'm just going to spell it out for you.
Hey, are you hold on before you do this. Are you Italian?
I am.
Yeah, I nailed it. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
So my maiden name is Christina.
I don't know why I got so
in...
excited over that.
I love it. I was just in Sicily.
It's the little
things
in life.
Christina is a big name
Dana.
There.
Dana, it's the little things in life, you know?
I love it. So you can find me on Instagram at it's Dana Pereira, and it's Dayna, and Pereira is Pereira. So nothing like making it real difficult for you to find me. Or just go to Sensibly Cynical, and there's a fucking picture of me there. You can just click on it, and I'm tagged, and you can find me that way.
Thanks for the shameless promotion on the actual episode itself. You're plugging my podcast on the actual fucking podcast.
I'm a pro. What can I say?
Well, let's talk about what are the two podcasts that you co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Unbatting podcast.
Yes.
People can find that wherever they just put it in Spotify and bam.
Search it up. It's right there. Unbatting.
And the Dirty
Little Secrets Club. Join
the club. Hey, so do you have like strict admittance on that? Like, can I join the club?
Yeah. Anybody that sends in a dirty little secret has joined our club.
Do people ask that question? Like, when they like, it's a club, like, how exclusive is it?
I mean, it depends. It's we like to think it's VIP, red carpet with a bouncer. VIP
you gotta bring
style.
You gotta bring a bottle like Patron or Ciroc. You gotta bring something like that.
You gotta bring something. I mean, I can't do the hard shit anymore because I'm old.
What
so...
is Patron? Is Patron hard?
Yeah, I think that will knock me on my ass. Although, if I'm gonna drink alcohol, I'll drink Patron
or Ciroc.
No, nope, I won't do that.
All right, we'll end it on that.
Yeah.
Dana, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.